Hello and welcome to A Cult of Tea and Dice, to another special American recorded episode here in sunny California. Tonight we will be playing Dresden Files. I'm not going to tell you what the name of it is yet, because that would give away some spoilers for our players here this evening. I am Bloodied, I will be your GM tonight.
Oh hi, I didn't see you there. I'm Ghostland, and I'll be playing the part of Chessman Locklear.
Okay.
I'm Allegory. I will be playing Randy Hollis.
Those of you listening at home, of course, will be familiar with Randy from the Dresden Files London Falling game.
The guy who brought a knife to London.
The guy who got into London by being a dog in quarantine for several months. Yeah. Allegory, do you want to just quickly give listeners the rundown on Chesmu? Because he has been mentioned before, but I don't think he's ever been...
I think you meant Ghostland.
Ghostland, sorry. You're Allegory. He's Ghostland. Sorry. It's been a long week.
We begin as we need to go on. In confusion.
Confusion. Utter chaos. Anyway,
dogs and cats living together.
Well, tonight it'll be dogs and raccoons living together.
Well.
Anyway, this is my character from the Dresden Files game with Allegory, Bloodied, and Loka that we meet on AIM every week. I play
for 3 years now?
Yeah.
Three plus years. And I play a were-raccoon Native American thief. There's really not much to be said there. He's a professional thief. He likes stealing things.
Yeah, and he's really, really good at it.
Exceptionally good at it. I have so many points in stealing things, you guys.
He really does. Before we kick off tonight, I think Allegory wanted to talk about some more about iced tea.
One thing about iced tea is it's led to canned iced teas, which, you know, I've seen a few of them in Britain now and again, but not really...
Well, we get Lipton, Lipton sweet iced tea.
Yeah, the nice thing about sweet cold teas is that they store pretty well, so they're really great for, you know, just picking up off the shelf. And we found randomly the other day when we were exploring the deserts of Arizona, because we were tired of the deserts of California, we found something called Peace Tea, and it was actually really kind of good. They had a bunch of weird flavors. Bloodied was fond of sweet lemon, and I found one made of snowberry.
Whatever the fuck snowberry is.
I have no idea, but it's good. Snowberry? Who's ever heard of a snowberry?
So if any of you at home are, like, going, I totally know what snowberry is, and these guys are idiots, feel free to put it in the comments.
Or feel free to fuck off.
Wow, that's strong.
Sorry.
Rein it back. Just
take it.
Walk it back.
Walk it back.
Don't write it in the comments. We don't really care. We can always Google it later. I actually have some peace tea right now because it turned out the local Stater Brothers grocery store did actually have a few cans of the sweet lemon tea in stock. These cans are gigantic. They are fucking ginormous. They are 680 mil cans.
That's a little bit more than a pint.
Yeah, it is 23 fluid ounces. I mean, Britain, you do not get cans bigger than 500 mils. So, yeah.
That's because the British have not espoused the American way of giving everybody too much of everything.
Yep.
Conspicuous consumption. Stands to our dreams.
Yeah. Yay, capitalism. Anyway. So, yes. Dresden Files. Now, we've been playing in London, and you've grown, at those of you listening at home, to be somewhat familiar with the Dresden Files London, not the world. Not unkin to our own, but with hidden depths and supernatural means. But London isn't the only hotbed of supernatural activity in this world. No, there are other places, other cities, and other smaller locales. And so it is that our story begins not in London, but across the sea, in California, in Apple Valley, a small town that is now currently part of the newly created Tri-Valley Kingdom, which is odd because there's only one valley and it's actually Tri-City, but we just started calling it Tri-Valley and it kind of stuck. And, well, who are you to contradict the Morrigan? She's the Celtic goddess of war, and she's just turned what was supposed to be a supernatural neutral zone into her own kingdom, because fuck you, she's the Morrigan. And more specifically, we are in the home of the Morrigan's sheriff. Amusingly enough, a professional thief. By the name of Chesmond Locklear. Ches, you actually, surprisingly, had an evening to yourself. A rare occasion. Your husband, Callum, has had to go away on official business, given that he is the captain of the Morrigan's Guard. Your son, Chance, is off with his mentor, Tyler, the seer of the kingdom, who, you know, a White Council warden as well.
Guest starred in Better Red Than Dead.
Yeah, you might remember him Better Red Than Dead. So yeah, you had an evening to yourself, and now you've gone to bed, and you've been enjoying a nice, restful, peaceful sleep, and then there's something poking you. Chess.
What?
Chess.
What?
Hi. I need your help. It's the familiar voice of Fuka. The Puka.
I roll over, look at the clock next to my bed.
Yeah, it's like 2 a.m.
Fuka, why are you waking me up at 2 a.m.? Answer quickly, I might murder you.
Yeah, he's standing over you in his default human interaction form of a 6 foot tall anthropomorphic blackbird rabbit. He hasn't put any pants on, so you can tell this was a quick show-up emergency job.
Oh my.
Buka, what do you... Buka, you're wasting my time. You're wasting precious sleep time.
Right, yeah. A friend of mine needs some help. Like, serious help.
I don't see $1,000 per diem next to me, Buka.
You know I'm good for it. I can pay you afterwards. He can pay you afterwards. He just can't
Who
pay
Who is it and what do they need?
You ever heard of the Owlman of Cornwall?
Sure. Why not? There should be an Owlman of Cornwall. No, I haven't heard of him, but it's going to be some
okay,
kind of...
Okay, yeah, he's a guy, but like he's got the head of an owl, and he's in Cornwall. It was like a thing in the 70s where someone saw him, and it was all a big, ooh.
This is still not as unbelievable as the Denarian that tried to destroy the world, or the god that showed up in my pawn shop asking me where his hammer was. So, go on.
Yeah, he's been kidnapped.
Of course.
Yeah, some guys, like, kidnapped him, and he managed to, like, send me a message.
Yup, this is my life. Have you contacted herself, or did you leave that for me to do?
No, he just got me a message. That's all he got. And then
No. The Morgan. Have you talked to my employer?
Oh, no. No, I kind of haven't talked to her yet, because I kind of went straight to you, because
sort of the
here.
Sheriff of this little shindig.
Yep, but she just lets you do, like, outside contracting jobs, right?
Yeah, but I have to tell her I'm leaving.
Well, she could, like, leave a voicemail or something, right? You can do that. They've got voicemail.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to explain to Celtic Lady of War why I'm going all the way to Cornwall now.
Well, actually, he's not in Cornwall anymore. He's pretty sure he's in London, in a dock somewhere, he thinks. He thinks he's on a boat.
I know nothing about London.
Yeah, but you're really good at getting in and out of places. You're like the best thief I know, like anyone knows.
Okay.
You can like turn into a little raccoon.
Okay, I'll do this for the amount that... I'll do this for $1,000 per diem, because we're friends, Buka.
Awesome! Right, okay. Grab your stuff, I'll drive us there.
There's a bit of water between us and London.
Dude, I can get us over water, it's fine. Magic, remember?
Why am I not surprised?
Shoe rinse wind style, no worries.
Okay, so, he leaves a message with the first... Chess is going to leave a message with the front desk.
Hello.
Hi.
Apple Valley Inn. How can I help you?
I need to leave a message for the Morgan. It's her sheriff.
Oh, right. Yes, hello, Mr. Locklear. What should I tell her?
Tell her that Uka requires my help rescuing the Owlman of Cornwall.
I'm sorry, did you say Owlman of Cornwall?
Yes, write it down as said.
Okay, is that hyphenated or one word?
I think it's three words. You mean Owlman.
Owlman, yeah, I guess.
I think it's one word.
Okay. And Cornwall spelled with a C, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like the band. We're not going to visit the band. Also, let the seer know that my son is to stay with him while I'm gone.
Right, unless yes, his, okay.
Of course, unless his father, his other father comes to the
camp. Right, yes, okay. Should I leave a message in case Mr. Elliot?
Yeah, calls? Leave an identical message to Mr. Elliot with the fact that I love him.
Okay.
And I hope to be home soon.
Okay.
And hope that he doesn't have a murdered magical motorcycle at the end of this.
Right. Okay, I think I got all that.
Totes. Okay. I am... Thank you. Hangs up.
Okay. Beaker is now outside as a motorbike. It's the film you first met him in.
With, like, a sachet of a few things, including my tools. A change of clothes, because you need at least one change of clothes if you're gonna go transatlantic on a magical motorcycle. In a duffel bag, I mount Buka, which is probably the worst sentence in the English language, and go.
And off you head at the speed of, well, fairy magic. But we shall leave for there for now, and now we go back across the ocean to London. At a more sensible time of day.
Randy,
in between your escapades that we have covered, you also do little bits and pieces of freelancing work, shall we say.
Cool.
Of dubious legality.
Yeah.
And so it is that through the grapevine, you've been approached
by
a group euphemistically referring to itself as the Lost Boys.
That was a terrible movie.
They've arranged to, for one of them to meet up with you at a Starbucks because they want to hire you for some help.
Meet me at a goddamn pub, of course.
All right. No, of course not.
I want to meet him at the Starbucks.
Okay. So, it's about midday-ish. It's a Starbucks in London, so it's fucking busy. Because, of course, it is. You arrange any kind of call sign thing, or... How are you identifying with your contact?
Probably just, you know, some kind of, I will be wearing this. So, Randy shows up with an out-of-season scarf.
Right. I never figured Randy's a scarf guy for some reason.
See? Clever.
Okay.
I mean, what season is it?
Well, it's this time of year, so.
Summer?
It's summer.
So, an out-of-season scarf. Like, why the fuck's he wearing a scarf? No one will be doing that.
Okay, yeah. So you sit down and you get yourself some coffee. And a short while later, you are joined by a young man. Sort of thin, wiry, sort of lean chap. By good looking. Seriously, a scarf.
Well, you noticed me, didn't you?
Okay, right. Okay, whatever. Okay. So you're...
Do whatever me, you're the one that asked me to work for you.
Okay, yeah, alright. Calm down, mate. Calm down. Okay. Look, wrong foot. Sorry, I'm Ollie.
Congratulations. I'm Randy.
Okay, this is going to be a long one, I can tell. Okay, yeah. We're looking for some help with something.
How specific? Clearly this is an organization to be taken seriously.
Yeah, thanks. Right.
What do you need, boyo?
there's been some guys going around asking weird questions, looking in weird places, and picking up things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things?
People. Well, people.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, not your average blokes on the street is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we think we figured out where they're taking them to. We think it's like a boat, the docks.
Mm.
But, well look, we're not usually into massive full-on confrontation with people. We don't go around starting fucking gang fights, is what I'm saying. We can, it's just not a good idea. You get the police poking around. So, we need a bit of backup on this. I need someone who can get in to places, get out of places, and can handle themselves in a fight. And I've heard you're good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like with the whole...
Yeah, I'm aware of what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good, good. Where? See what you did there.
What?
Never mind. all right, so... The idea is we go tonight, we get on the boat, we find out what's going on. They got anyone there, we get them out.
And then I beat people.
I mean, yeah, you beat people if you want.
Excellent.
I mean, it's just like not intentionally going to go around beating people, but we might have to.
Oh, one of them. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. Okay, so look. If you meet me, like, he gives you an address. Okay, meet me here at, like, 10 tonight. We'll head over there. And, yeah.
All right, well, I ain't got much else I'm doing, so why not?
Okay, cool, yeah, we'll pay you, don't worry.
Well, yeah.
Good, awesome.
You absolutely will. This city ain't cheap.
No, it's really fucking not. It's really fucking not. Right. God, I hate Starbucks. Okay, I'm off.
Like this kid already. All right, now to get prepared for an evening of mischief.
Yes. Yeah, so, what do you do to prepare for an evening of mischief?
Pick up some. He's got a small thing of tools for mischievous burglary tools, screwdrivers, little shims, things like that.
Mm.
His lockpicks. And since it's apparently illegal in this city to have an actual knife, gets himself a wampum stick.
A wampum stick?
A cane.
Alright, okay.
If possible, a shillelagh. It's a big, thick stick that he
can... I'm sure you can find it at the local shillelaghs on us. Or shillelaghs are you?
Shillelaghs are Begora.
Begora with people that shit.
Ah, I should have been an angry leprechaun. Actually, you could probably ask Derek. He's probably got some kind of mystical shillelagh he can give you. Totally, honestly, straight on the, not being dodgy at all.
I really don't need mystical. I need a hard piece of wood to beat someone to death with if they get in my way.
Fair enough.
I don't need to transport them to other land by Cat Williams.
Okay then.
I read. You don't know me.
I could read, you don't know.
Inside joke. Oh, yeah. So, I assume you are turning up at the address at 10? Yeah? Okay. Ollie is there, dressed in black, because, one should wear black for this sort of thing. How's Randy going dressed?
Blue jeans and a green shirt. Are kind of, like, drab hunter green. Mm-hmm. Because one shouldn't go dressed in black for this, because black fucking stands out. against natural shadows, artificial black stands out. You're a lot less likely to be noticed if you look casual.
I'm gonna be casual in black.
Oh. Yeah, whatever you say, Gothy McGoth.
Oh, okay, come on, let's go.
Alright.
And you make your way towards the docks. There are, surprisingly, a lot of docks in London.
Yeah, Randy's humming under his breath.
Okay.
And it's country music, of course.
Of course. Yeah, this is really stealthy. So you eventually come to a dock sealed off with a chain link fence. There's some security lights around. Don't see any visible guards that you can see. So, do we cut it, or should we just shift and go at them?
Well, I'm not as good at breaking into things on boats if I don't have my tools, so... Pulls out a rug, essentially.
A rug, yeah.
Like a car floor rug.
Uh-huh.
Toss it up over the barbed wire on the fence if there is any razor wire or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you vaults the fence.
Okay, can you make me an athletics roll, please?
Ugh.
That is pretty awful.
So we're at minus two. He does not have athletics.
Okay.
Could do burglary.
I
mean, it's getting over a fence.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you have burglary.
There's still only one shift with that roll.
Yeah. He does not die as he gets over the fence.
Ollie clears the fence with graceful ease. You can tell he's good at this sort of fucking thing.
Yeah. Alright, here we are.
And you sort of clamber over and he winces at the amount of noise made. Okay. Right, so, birth number, this way.
Randy reaches into his bag, puts on a orange safety vest.
Okay, fine.
And tries to stop us, we're official-like. Takes on a clipboard. Starts walking.
Okay. Cheers. You didn't realize that, you know, you could actually drive across the Atlantic if, you know, you're a magical fairy motorbike. It's not a fun experience to be a passenger for, because he's going very fast, and it's still very wet, and kind of cold.
Boca?
Yes?
You're so lucky I'm not raising my price just for this.
Yeah, but it's the quickest way.
You're wet. I am cold.
Oh, don't worry, we're almost there. I mean, it took a little longer than I hoped, but, you know, we've got to get across America first. It still takes time, even for me.
Do we have a plan?
Well, yeah. Okay, so we get to the boat, you get on the boat, you get him out, you leave.
I've done more or less.
Awesome. I think we're here. It's dark. It's night now.
I can see just fine.
You're at a loading bay, loading berth in a docks somewhere?
Yeah, sometimes it's great to have night vision. I think to myself as I'm trying to figure out the entrances to this boat.
Well, there's not actually a boat here. You're in a docks, but there's no specific boat right in front of you or anything.
Which boat is it?
He just said it was a boat.
I hate you so much right now.
Okay, look, I know it's somewhere in this docks, because he's got like a thing on it. You know like how Tyler and Mr. Kitty have like those communication beep thingies?
Yes, Tyler and Loka have that magic.
Okay, I can sort of like read roughly where he is. So, he's somewhere in these docks. I'm sure I'll find him as soon as we get.
So I'm going to stay down, take a peek around.
Okay, make me an alertness roll.
Oh, goody. One of my favorite stats.
That's not even sarcasm.
No, that is sarcasm. At least in this form it is. I've got like negative one hits there. No, actually zero. I have zero shifts.
It's docks. There's certainly some boats. It's like shipping containers. Some guy walking around in a high-vis vest with a clipboard. and some other guy dressed in black with him.
Wait.
You know what that's about.
Rewind. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, there's a guy with a clipboard and a high-vis vest. You know, like you get in any sort of docks, really. There's some guy with a... some young guy in black going around with him as well. That bit seems a little odd.
That bit is a little odd. You know, I'm going to follow them.
Okay, you're going to try and follow them. Can you make me a stealth roll, please? And can I have an alertness roll, please? From you, Randy.
From Randy.
I will just show you my roll.
Randy has alertness now.
And I'll show you my stealth. I'll show you my stealth shifts here in a second.
One.
Six total.
Yeah, no, you, yeah. Randy, nothing out of the unusual is happening. You're just looking around, following the directions Ollie's giving you for where you should be going. Yeah, these guys are completely oblivious, Jez. They can't fucking see you.
I'm more interested in where the guy in black is going.
Well, they seem to be going together.
They're going together?
Yeah, it looks like he's directing the high-vis vest guy.
That's totes odd for somebody who's supposed to be working here.
Yeah, it does seem a little odd that, like, the high-vis vest guy wouldn't know where he's going, unless, like, maybe this guy is getting some official help with, like, his ship or something. Who knows?
Yes, who knows?
Yeah, it's clearly Doctor Who knows. Yeah. So you're just following them along? Yeah. So you're following them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to follow in because I have no reason not to follow these people right now.
Okay. After a few minutes, Randy, Ollie seems to have simply got to do two. A berth. We're in. There is a ship. It's... not a small ship, actually. It's not like a fucking super tanker or anything like that, but it's bigger than your average little, like, joy boat.
Compared to, say, a Navy cruiser. Bigger or smaller?
Yeah, big Navy cruisers are the problem. this is the bit where we pull up some size things.
Not escapist.
No, not zero punctuation.
Yahtzee would not help.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, come on, that would be fun.
Yes, but not helpful.
Yes.
For those of you at home that can't see what we're doing, we are pulling up Wikipedia so we can get, like, a size of this boat. Because, to be bluntly honest with you.
Let's go with 23 or Duke class. Class of frigate, it's about 133 meters.
That actually seems to be about the right size. Yeah, this is a fairly big boat.
Alright.
It's old, it's not new looking. You get the feeling it's probably something they picked up second hand from some fucking navy somewhere.
Is it a freighter? Type thing? Cargo, combat, what?
It definitely doesn't seem to be active combat. There's no guns on it. It looks like it's got the sort of hull that could definitely hold a fair amount of cargo to it.
Sort of like the Elizabeth.
Okay, so some sort of freighter or tanker. Okay.
Sort of like the Elizabeth Dane and Bloodlines.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes. You're not too close to it right now, so you're not right from it. There seems to be two would appear to be armed men at the foot of the gangplank.
Armed with
submachine guns.
Ooh. Brought Daddy a present.
Oh boy. Yeah. Those guys seem to have stopped. They seem to be looking at a boat.
I'm just sitting and watching. At this point, can I make a burglary roll to figure out what my best vector onto this boat would be?
If you want to make me a burglary roll, sure.
That's for all the good things. Even with a -2, like, roll, that's still 3 burglary. shit.
Yeah. Right, well, you're pretty sure getting on as a human would be tricky, unless you could sort of convince the two guards that seem to be there that you're totally meant to be going on this ship. You do notice there are sort of anchoring, there are mooring ropes. Well, they're more like cables.
I'd be able to use my tools, but I'd be able to get on
the boat. Yeah. As a raccoon, you'd be able to scamper up those pretty much no problem.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what these two do first.
Randy!
It's my best move.
Randy. So, right. Okay, we need to get on that boat. Okay. What do you reckon?
I reckon I need to hurt those two men.
They've got guns?
Yeah.
Okay, you do not have a gun. I do not have a gun.
Well, yeah. But the beautiful thing is, I know they're going to get hurt. They don't. Then Randy strips naked.
Jesus.
So do I see this?
But I have played it in a nativity play once.
Do I see this?
Yeah, the over this guy, he's taking his clothes off.
If you're close enough to hear what he's been saying, he's got a very North Carolina accent. Like, what the hell is this hick doing in London?
Oh good. I'm trapped in London. I think, Chess thinks to himself, I'm trapped in London, and one of these guys is an extra from Deliverance. Which is extremely by character, as horrible as he is.
Yeah. So Ollie just sort of averts his eyes. God's sakes. So, okay.
Randy shifted into a big, big, furry, derpy dog.
Yeah, that guy just turned into a dog.
A really big dog.
Oh, let me amend that. An extra from Deliverance that can turn into a dog.
Oh yes, that clarifies so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Although,
so are you just? Oh, you're a big dog.
Basically, it looks like this.
Yeah. For those of you at home, Google American Alsatian. Do Google image.
Yeah, search. And try to find one that shows them standing next to a human because they're quite large dogs.
But they're also fluffy.
Super fluffy.
So fluffy.
Super fluffy.
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 And kind of psychotic.
No.
It's like an oversized, super fluffy German Shepherd. So, alright. That's what Randy does. Turns into a big dog.
Ooh. Okay, then. So,
looks pointedly at Ollie, and then at his bag of stuff, then pointedly at Ollie.
Yeah, alright.
And starts stealthing around to approach the guards from the side.
Okay, if I can have a stealth roll, then, please.
Right. As I recall, we had a +3 in stealth for Randy, because we have never written up his dog stats.
This is true, yeah. Makes sense.
Ooh. Oh!
Ow.
Well, there's a dog thumping around. I rolled all minuses.
Yeah. You sort of notice that one of the guards just goes, looks at you, sort of nudges the other guy and just sort of points in your direction. Just like, dog? What the fuck's there a dog doing here?
Well, it's the... Well, people are talking, and they know I'm here. Randy wanders over.
Aw, look at him.
At this point, I'm going to try to sneak past the guards while they're distracted by the
people. Okay, are you doing this human, or are you doing this...
We're going to start out human.
Okay, so give me a stealth roll then, please.
Because... two shifts.
Oh, look at him. He's, I'm a cute dude. We're supposed to be paying attention. Yeah, but come on, look at him. Oh, look at him. Oh, and he's cute. Rustling, scritching behind your ears. Oh, he's a good, he's not got a collar on. Oh, maybe he's a stray. Look really well fed for a stray. Dude, seriously, we're supposed to be guarding the ship.
I mean, are you just trying to walk up the gangplank, or?
Yeah, nonchalantly as you like.
Well,
yeah.
I realize there are two guards standing at the bottom of it, even if they're looking at a dog.
True. Probably not as stealthy as I'd like to be.
Yeah.
About the time I hit the gangplank, I pretty much just melt out of my clothes.
Yeah, just like, dude, there's some clothes here. Can I have another role, please?
So, a little bit of explanation. I have diminutive size, which gives me another +4 to this role.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an additional 2 shifts.
Mm-hmm. So
that's 11 shifts. They're not gonna see you.
Yeah, no, they are already gone by the time he's looking at the pile of clothes. It's like, the fuck? Where did these come from? They were here a minute ago. Did someone like, did the dog like distract us so some person could get naked and get on the boat? What the fuck is going on? Dude, stop fucking about with the dog and go look around. Obviously something weird's happening.
Sneaks. I'm a raccoon. Sneaks.
You are on board, Chez. You are on board. Randy, what are you, what's your plan now?
Waiting for the one guard to go start looking around.
The girl that was fawning over sort of just pats you on all the time and then goes off.
Wait.
You know, the guard's just like, peace off.
Jump by throat.
Holy shit, okay. Give me a fucking roll.
Sorry.
Okay, fuck. Combat then.
Alright, we've got -2 on the dice, but Randy has a +5 in this.
So that's 3. Okay.
And no, he's a dog.
Yeah, okay, this guy, so that's a 2-shift hit you managed on him.
Against an unprepared opponent.
Against an unprepared opponent, yeah. It's like, So he's down, you're on top of him, you're trying to bite at his throat, he's desperately trying to sort of hold you off while he's just scrambling and flailing, and then the other guy turns it back around and is like, what the fuck? No, bad dog! Running, shoot him! I can't shoot him, he's fucking on top of you! Shoot him! He just runs back over towards you. Just as he's about to try and hit you in the head or something, he gets kicked in the face and goes falling off the side of the dock.
What?
Yeah, that was Ollie. Okay, this is fucking weird. The other guy on the ground just like, he's a bit too distracted with you trying to bite him to really do anything at this point. You want to make another attack roll?
Oddly enough, no.
Okay, listen.
Randy, let's go and shifts up to human while crouched atop the guy.
What the fuck?
Hey, gorgeous. Punch!
Okay, at this point I think we can just say that you've managed to subdue him.
Randy's knocked him out. Reacquires his clothes, puts them on, takes the guy's gun.
Okay.
Machine gun.
Ho, ho, ho. Also something weird. A guy just sort of walked up towards the gangplank and then suddenly turned into a raccoon.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
Weird thing is, I think I might know him. Well, not know him, but like, I met his husband or something. Unless there's a lot more were-raccoons in this world that I don't know about.
Were-raccoons. No, that's just... starts once he's dressed, takes the gun, checks the chamber, and starts going up the ship.
Yeah, right, because there's only were-dogs.
It was a joke.
Okay. Okay, so Chez, you're on the boat. You're a raccoon. What are you doing?
Padding around, checking the boat out, just pretending to be a rather large sea rat. Trash panda sea rat. Yeah, the best kind of sea rat.
Yeah, okay. So you're just sort of going about, are you trying to stay out of sight?
I'm trying to stay out of sight right now, yes.
Okay, if I can have a stealth roll, please.
That's only 8 shifts.
Wow, however will you survive? Yeah, no. You melt into the fucking shadows.
Diminutive size gives you an additional four stealth, so size helps you.
Yeah.
Like, four shifts of size helps you out.
Moving through all the nooks and crannies, yeah. Staying up on deck, you don't see... There's not much. I mean, there's the bridge. There's some sort of cabins that... don't really seem to have much in them up on top. There's a bunch of what you would suspect are fuel drums near the back. There do seem to be several sort of basement staircases leading down into the hull.
I guess we get to go down in the hull.
Okay. Randy, what's your plan at this point?
Going to, you know, like, alright, Ollie, what's this folk look like?
Well, we don't know specifically.
Right, y'all don't know shit. All right, searching and head inside.
Look, we just want to make sure people don't get grabbed by some fucking psychos.
Yep, and if you don't have any more information to give me, I will start looking.
Okay. God. Okay.
It's Randy.
Okay, so...
question.
Yes?
When you say submachine gun, what...
Like an MP5 type thing.
Okay. Randy sets it on single shot.
Okay. Okay. So are you trying to stay hidden? Or are you just sort of trying to play it casual?
Randy doesn't have stealth anymore.
Okay.
So basically he took off the orange vest and that's the only piece of clothing left on is basically just heading down the hallway gun up.
Okay.
No, he's dressed. He got his clothes back on.
Can I have an investigation roll, please?
Let's see what Randy's equivalent is.
You do have investigation at one.
Randy's not the best. There are a few things he's very good at.
You get to keep that one.
Neutral. Yeah. So one.
Yeah. Up a desk, there seems to be like...
Give me a half second. Let's see if there's something... Tag for this. Versus aspects. Nope, nothing.
Okay. So, you sort of heading about. There doesn't actually seem to be anyone up on deck at the moment, which is convenient for you. There's the bridge that you can see. There's some cabins. You sort of see your head in through the window. There doesn't seem to be anything really in there. There's some fuel drums at the back. Jesus, dude, not what we're on it. there's some stairs that seem to be leading down towards the hold.
Yep, alright, head down.
Okay. Cheers.
Hmm.
This is interesting. Basically, someone's, because this was obviously not a single person job, seems to have set up a whole range of, well, rooms, but they're all in lines, and they all seem to be sealed shut, and they all seem to have little clipboards on the doors, and there seem to be guards sort of patrolling about.
So I try to avoid the guards.
Yeah.
I'm paid to rescue one guy, as unfortunate as it might be. That there are other folks here.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go looking for him.
Okay, so if I could have an investigation roll, please.
Investigation is slightly better than Randy's.
Hooray!
I have two shifts.
Okay.
And then I pick up two more. So four.
Okay. So being as you are tiny, and not expected. You get around the guards quite easily. It takes a little time. There are quite a few of these little sort of, well, cells, you think? And there are some very odd sort of names on things. But eventually, you find one simply marked Owlman.
this is my stop. I think so. I need a further plan here. I could probably get the door open in my sleep. Not one of the guards has a key. The guards probably have guns. And I am currently bereft of weapons.
Mm.
Besides, very tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny key for
me. Yeah. Looking at the door, it doesn't seem to be a visible key lock. It looks like some kind of swipe. So you're thinking some kind of key card?
Give me a hairpin in 5 minutes.
Yeah, a bit tricky to do as a raccoon, though.
Yep, we're gonna have to shift up for this. But it's not gonna matter.
Well, hold on a sec. Huh. I'm gonna try to skitter behind one of the guards and just wait for him to come by me. If you want to search for Randy, you can.
Okay. Randy, yeah. Someone seems to have converted the hold into some kind of, well, storage? But not like containers. It's more like someone's created a whole bunch of little, well, you'd say, if you're going to call them anything, holding cells?
Oh, that's just not all.
A whole bunch of sealed doors with what look like magnetic swipe card slots. There are patrolling guards also with guns.
Have they noticed me?
No, you've not really gone fully down yet, sort of paused.
How many guards do I see?
Make me an alertness roll, please.
Okay. 2, 6, 5, 6.
Okay.
And my alertness is 1, so 4.
Okay. You...
Well, no, 3.
Yeah, you count about 6. They're moving sort of in repeated sort of patrol patterns individually.
Is there a point in the patrol at which, what is the lowest number visible to, within quick response of me at any point of the patrol? What is the lowest number of guards I would have within my threat area at any one time?
Well.
2, 3, 4.
You can probably narrow it down to about 2.
Sweet. I'm gonna wait until there's, Randy waits until there's 2. Where are they in relation to? Are they both ahead of him? Ahead and behind? What?
Okay, well, you can get to the point where there's, like, one's gone past the stairs you're on, and one's sort of coming towards them.
Alright. The one who's coming towards them, Randy lifts the gun, starts walking toward him, and shin, and squeezes the trigger.
So you're flat out shooting him?
Yeah.
Okay,
Y'all invited Randy on this trip.
Make me a gun roll, please.
Weapons?
Weapons, yeah.
No, there's actually guns.
Weapons is melee weapons.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
you've got both, yeah, weapons, guns. So, yeah.
Alright, 2 shots. I mean, not 2 shots.
That's two, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this got a lot less stealthy than I thought it would.
We are flat. Flat 0. So I am going to burn a fate point and reroll that, because that's ridiculous.
Okay, what are you moving for that?
Never mind, I guess, other than done pissed off everyone.
That would fit perfectly well.
Randy's great at ticking off really big problems.
Yeah.
So, okay, done pissed off everyone, rerolling, because a +2 is just silly.
Okay.
At that kind of penalty. Oh my god!
Okay, yeah, that's a bit of a better roll.
So we're at 5.
Okay, shit.
Randy steps forward. Bang, bang!
The guy gets a second to look at you. He sort of tries to, he just goes, what? And that's the point at which you shoot him. He goes down. You're not sure if you killed him or anything. Randy, admittedly,
Randy was not trying for, you know, headshots or anything. Just vaguely center of mass.
So, quick question.
Yes?
Am I anywhere near this going down?
You're not, you didn't see it. The first thing you know about it is you hear gunfire.
9mm.
Sure, I head towards the gunfire because somebody's probably just fixed my keycard problem for me.
Yeah, the guy who got naked and turned to a dog, well, he's here, he's dressed, and he's got a gun, he's just shot someone. The guy in black who's died of, looks really fucking surprised.
Heading over, I'm gonna just head over and check out the garden.
Can I have an alertness roll, please, Randy?
Crap.
Yeah, no, you don't. Your main concern at this point is you're pretty sure there's another guy coming back now.
Yep.
In fact, yeah, there's another guy. There's a guy heading towards you.
Randy.
With a gun.
I'm checking the body, because I imagine it's a body now.
We'll come back to that in a second. Yeah, so there's a guy coming towards you with a gun.
Alright. I wouldn't, asshole.
What the fuck?
Drop it.
There's gonna be alarms going off any second.
Gonna be a hole in your head in any second. I'm a real good shot.
He puts down the gun.
Kick it.
Kicks it over.
Deck. Hands behind your head.
Fucking Christ.
Stop. One knee. Do you have a key card for these doors?
Yes.
Good. Open.
Which one?
All.
Did you even know what's... Fucking Christ, Jesus, fine. Chess.
While he's doing this, I'm already...
You're pretty sure that guy's not dead? He's basically just lying there groaning?
That's fine. Yeah. For our purposes. Yeah.
Randy didn't shoot the guy.
No, he shot by the beside the... Yeah. Yeah. So that probably didn't translate well to audio.
I'm just going, you know what? This is fine. Anytime an amateur wants to make my life easy, this is probably the easiest $1,000 I've made in a while.
So.
I might even send Randy a box of chocolates when this is over. If I ever figure out who he is. But there can't be many North Carolinians in London, can there?
I don't know.
Little Raleigh.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, you have to try the cornbread.
Jesus.
You should have expected this from my character. It's kind of like, oh, there's chaos? Goody.
Yeah. So, Randy, you've got the guy at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
He grumblingly goes to the nearest cell, swipes it, the door slides open, and then a gigantic hairy arm lunges forward and punches the guy full bore, and he goes flying back across the corridor.
Ow.
From out of the door steps, well, you're pretty fucking sure it's Bigfoot. It certainly looks like what you generally consider to be Bigfoot. I mean, you know, it's a gigantic, hairy person covered in brown fur. What the fuck is going on?
I'm Luke Skywalker and I'm here to rescue you.
You're really short for a stormtrooper.
God damn, someone finally gets that reference.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hi, sorry, this is Ollie speaking. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, that's Bigfoot.
I'm not Bigfoot.
Apologies.
Yeah.
You fooled me.
No. Okay. Everyone assumes we're Bigfoot. We're not Bigfoot.
What?
Not to interject, Fletty, but I probably already have this guy's key card, the downguard's key card.
Yeah.
Halfway to Owlman's cell by now.
Yeah. Yeah. You've reached the cell marked Owlman. You can...
I'll just shift up and go...
Yeah, the door slides open.
I thought there was someone down around out here.
And there's a man. Well, okay. It's the size of a man. Just happens to have the head of an owl. Okay, this is not what I was...
Me.
Oh, right. That was nice of him. Do you happen to have any pants? This is a little uncomfortable.
I have my pants that are back on the dock.
Well, yes, the undress is just, you don't have any pants, so it's really distracting.
Nice ass.
Thank you, you're cute too.
Yeah, I know.
What the Okay, well, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt some flirting here?
No.
Oh, no, you can just paint if you want.
Okay, what the fuck is going on here?
We're getting you out of here is what's going on. You want to open up the rest of these cells, Jimbo?
Well, unfortunately, I was only paid to rescue this one, but I'm not a complete asshole. Tosses the key all.
Okay, fine. By the way, are you married to a guy called Callum by chance?
Oh, so you're the key wearer, Otter.
Randy, by the way, is covering the stairwell down into the room with the gun. You know, if anyone starts...
No, seriously, that's how Chess says. Oh, so you're the cute wearer, Otter.
Okay, right. Wasn't expecting that part.
You're an otter.
I can turn into an otter.
Oh, right.
Fucking Christ, this evening just went weird.
Excuse me, I'll be using your distraction as a way to get my... carpet out of here, so
it's at this point that an alarm starts going off.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Do you know how to swim on Owlboy?
Not really. I'm an owl. Well, owls can you swim.
Can you fly?
Do you see any fucking wings?
What purpose do you serve?
Oh, I'm sorry, what purpose do you serve?
Less existential arguing. Let's figure out how we're going to get out of here, because I believe the constabulary will be approaching.
You know I can constabulary, but you do hear the sounds of running feet. Because, you know, there were some other guys.
I the guard has shot to see the flashbangs
and grenades. I'm taking the owl man's arm and guiding
him. Right, calm. Bloody hell down. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's someone at the top of the stairs with a gun pointing down at you.
The stairs Randy's covering? Or the
No, this is a different set of stairs. Chess was going up a different set of stairs.
I look at the man with the gun.
Put the owl man back in the box!
And I cheerfully say, catch! And throw the owl man at him.
So you're throwing the owl... How? What?
He's a full-size person.
Oh, well, here.
Yeah, he's not an owl. He's not the size of an owl, he's the size of a person.
That's fair.
He just has the head of an owl. He's not
a, like, owl
he's not a man
an
owl,
owl-sized
he's an
man.
Owl man.
Put the owl man down. And if I say no, what happens?
Well, I shoot you.
Hope he can hit a small target.
What?
And I change back into a raccoon.
What the fuck? The owl man's like, don't fucking look at me, mate. Don't look at me. Randy, can I have an alertness roll, please?
Again?
Yes. This man fucking did sound so weirdly.
More horse shit. Four negatives.
Okay.
About the only thing Randy would notice is something directly coming down the stairs that he's pointing a gun upward at.
Yeah. There's a slight thing with that. Okay, can I have some form of dodge roll, please?
Sweet. I have footwork, stunt footwork, which I believe lets me substitute my fists for dodge.
Okay.
Yeah, normal people have athletics. Damn!
7.
Okay, yeah, you, you just, somehow, and you're not even how you knew to do this, but you just sort of shift to the side just in time to avoid a bullet from behind you, which spangs into the stairs.
Turn around, attempt to acquire a target.
Yeah, there's at least two guys sort of further down at the, sort of around the corner, at the corner of where the cells are, sort of shooting at you.
Singles or a spray?
But that was a single shot. You get the impression these guys aren't massively familiar with these guns. I think they've actually just been hired.
Okay.
Rather than given them.
Alright. So, Randy's turn?
Yeah.
Chess's turn.
Okay.
Who's?
Okay.
I'm on the other side of the game.
Okay. So it is Randy's.
Yeah, it's Randy's.
Okay.
Yeah, Chess is not actually in this combat.
Free action. Thumb moves the selector to full auto.
Okay.
Aims slightly upward over their heads, squeezes off a burst.
Okay.
An intimidate check.
Okay.
So do I have intimidation? I do not. I'm gonna have to base it off presence, which I think comes with a penalty.
Yeah, yeah, so, okay.
Basically, Randy's trying to, he's not trying to hurt them.
He's trying to intimidate them to back the fuck off.
He's just like, oh god! And, you know, it's suppressing fire.
Mm. Yeah, but it's supposed to be scream suppressing fire as you do it.
Yeah.
Suppressing fire!
Alright, so neutral on the roll.
Presence.
Wait, that might not have been neutral. No, that's not. That's minus one on the roll.
So two shifts.
Two shifts.
Okay. And sort of equalizes. They sort of duck back, but they're not really retreating or anything. They're sort of avoiding sort of a spray of fire. Yeah, it's Chez. What are you actually planning on doing at this point? There's now.
Well, I'm going to dodge him from shooting me, get between his legs, and get behind him.
The guy at the top of the stairs. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, that's make me an athletics roll, please.
Neutral roll, but I'm like 5 athletic shifts in this form.
Yeah, you get past him easily. He's just like, can't keep fucking track of you because you're a tiny little...
And I'm shifting right behind him and doing boom.
Okay, make me a fists roll, please.
I have to shift up in order to really get you. Neutral roll, 3 fists.
Okay, you managed to catch him. It's not that he's a hard blow or anything, it just knocks him off balance and he goes sort of tumbling down the stairs. The owlman.
And I shout at the owlman, let's get moving.
Okay, fuck you. Don't even fucking tell me twice. He sort of hurries up the stairs after you. Okay, Renny, you managed to get them to duck, these guys to duck back for a second. What are you planning on doing at this point? You
are all the doors open, or not, or just the ones we've opened so far?
Yeah, you've opened a couple so far.
I threw Ollie the key for the others. So
yeah, Ollie has opened a few. Some very odd looking things are coming wandering out. There's what can only be described as a lizard person. What you're pretty sure is the fucking Mothman.
That shit's just unnatural.
The Owlman, the Mothman sort of looks at you and then flips you off. Ollie then comes to one door and just sort of like, there's a big fucking caution warning on this one.
Have a reason?
It says something on the front about tube. At this point, something slams hard into the door in front of him.
Well,
you can hear that coming from inside the room.
just to keep the guy's heads down. Make a decision.
I've got an idea.
I'm the facilitator, not the decider.
He slams the thing down to it. And then immediately seems to fall out through his clothes and an otter runs out through it.
Everyone, I would highly suggest leaving! Shit, I'm gonna
hit If Chess is hearing any of this, this is just a may the worst being win.
Muerte. What do you mean, sir?
Muerte.
Aw, fuck.
Thunk, thunk, thunk. Something large and vaguely dog-like yet scaly with spines running down its back comes out of the room. It looks like someone skinned a dog and stuck plating on it.
Bigger than Randy and dog fur?
Bigger. Twice as big.
Oh boy, I'm gonna end up fighting a cheaper thingy. Starting to back up as he lets the other, after he lets the others go past.
It looks down at the two guards and bolts towards them at ferocious speed.
Well, Randy's not a complete asshole. We're gonna let him get ripped to shreds. He's not out to kill anyone if he doesn't have to tonight.
Mm.
So he shoots it.
Okay.
Spray of ammo.
Gun roll.
Do you know the rules on automatic fire, by the way?
It's
mainly to do with if you're splitting targets.
Holy shit.
That's a fucking good roll.
Yeah.
5665 is probably one of the best rolls.
Randy empties the remaining half of the magazine that's in his gun at the thing.
Yeah. It.
And my guns is, plus two.
Okay. It, gunfire spatters into it. You actually hear plinking as some of the shots go off the plating, but some of them do sink through, and you see sort of dark, dark blood splatter against the walls. It doesn't even fucking slow down.
Shit.
It barrels into the guys, and there's this screams start to fill the air, along with the sounds of rending flesh.
Well, Mo always said clean up after your messes. So start stripping.
Oh, you're looking at me.
Yes, Chez.
So my character isn't necessarily a huge dude, but he was hired to rescue one person.
Right. So you're dragging the owl man of Gornwall behind you.
Yes.
Back onto the chain.
Down the gangplank.
Yeah. Fuka is waiting at the bottom of the gangplank. What's going on in there? Because there's definitely, like, guns and stuff.
You forgot to mention that the people that I would be rescuing from had automatic weapons.
I didn't know that. Trent, you didn't tell me they had automatic weapons. I didn't know they had automatic weapons.
They had automatic weapons. Fortunately, a nice southern weirdog and somebody who once met my, and a were otter that once met my husband showed up.
Well, it's something like from Essex.
Okay, that's weird.
They're still down there.
Okay, right.
I wasn't hired to rescue everybody else.
No, 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 that's fine. It's just, yeah, I'm just, something weird. I feel something weird. Like something familiar.
How familiar?
Really bad familiar. Like there's something in there that I really don't want to meet. Trent, they didn't get the chupacabra, did they?
The what? And that's just
The chupacabra. It's a Mexican thing? Wait.
Is that the Mexican goat vampire?
Yeah, only it's way worse than that.
How much worse?
Like, terrifying killing machine that has a personal grudge against me.
Oh, that's not my problem. We are getting out of here, and then you can deal with the chupacabra however you like, hon.
But if it's here, it can, like, find me?
I don't even have my brass knuckles with me. What do you expect me to do about it?
Don't let it get me! Jesus! Okay, seriously, if you could calm down. It's still secure. It's not like they're gonna fucking open the door and let it out. Yeah. At this point, you can actually hear screaming coming from on board the ship.
Unless they do, as a distraction.
That was Buka.
Buka, calm down. I'm not actually going to let it get you, despite my better judgment.
Meanwhile, back in the hold, Randy, there's... Yeah.
Well, while it's busy with them, the two that were shooting, he goes over to the other one and, you know, tries to grab some ammo from him.
Yeah, he's got, like, a couple of clips and a thing on his belt.
Great, clip, rack stack, okay. Looks around, looks for anything that would indeed. And I am tagging Randy's Ain't Nothing I Can't Fix aspect.
Okay.
He's extremely familiar with mechanical systems of all sort, including fuel lines.
Okay, make me an investigation roll, please.
Okay, so I've got that at 49 level. One, okay. Now this dice isn't so bipolar up that you're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no. Okay, so we're at -1.
You are using random.
So that's a 0, but I was tagging that aspect for a +2.
Okay.
So I've got a 2.
Okay.
You can see some pipes that you're pretty sure are coming from where the engine is, so...
Do they go anywhere near to the thingy?
Well, they're sort of running along the length of the ceiling, so...
Alright.
In theory...
Looking for the emergency flares. Some boat's gotta have some kind of signal flares. Flare gun, anything.
Yeah, you think if you should be able to find one in sort of an emergency box on the wall or something.
Oh, great. I know what this plan is. This is going to be an awful plan.
Pulling one out.
Here we go.
Has it noticed what Randy's doing?
There's a thunk. Thunk as it comes back from around the corner. It's coated in blood. It stops and sniffs the air. Duke.
So I see the thing?
Yeah.
Shooting the pipes above it.
Okay.
Do I need to roll for that?
It's stationary
target.
It's stationary target. You're shooting pipes.
All right. Bam.
Okay.
Anything come out of them?
Yeah, liquid starts coming out and showering down onto the decking and onto the chupacabra.
All right. Drops the gun to hang from its strap, pulls the tab on his flare.
It starts running towards you.
How'd it go, fucker? Throws it at it and charges it.
Okay, can you make me a weapons roll, please?
It didn't change.
Roll again. Hit roll again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's better.
All right, so...
Not equivalent.
Nil plus two.
Okay. Well, good news and bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. Bad news. You didn't hit the chupacabra with the flare. Good news, it sort of sailed past him and landed in the pile of fuel, which has caught fire, and there's fire streaming up towards the fuel pipeline, and there is fuel heading towards the chupacabra, which, as far as you can tell, is coated in fuel. It sort of bashes into you.
Yeah, I'm going to try to dodge that.
Okay, make me a roll, please.
Thank God for footwork. Oh, fuck you. Minus three.
That's still two.
I have a five, so yeah, two.
You just managed to twist yourself away from its leaping dodge.
Fuck you!
As the fire catches up to it and it ignites.
Which I'm sprinting into.
Yeah, you're... skidding in towards fire at this point.
Shit.
Just about to go to the fire, a very strong hand grabs you and pulls you back. You don't go into fire. Fire is bad.
Yes, partner. I can heal you, shit. Let's go.
Right. The Bigfoot does not let you go. He's sort of pelmeling through.
I'm imagining he's, like, got the back of Randy's shirt, hence the choking noises.
Yeah.
Or, like, holding him by the gun strap.
You also notice at this point, all the other doors seem to be open. You get the impression Ollie did actually go around and rescue open the doors for everything else.
Burn, you dumb fucking shit.
As you run up the stairs. Chaz, there seems to be flames starting to come up the stairwells.
So, Buka,
yes.
Chupacabra's not immune to fire, is it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Then maybe your son friend made it out after all?
Can I be honest, I'm more concerned about the whole Chupacabra being alive thing?
Well, hopefully it's on fire, and if it's not soon, let's see. I hope that boat has really good fire suppression systems, because if it doesn't, we're going to have a fireball in this dock in here.
Chirp! There's a little chirping sound from your foot. There's an otter at your foot.
You are adorable.
Chirp! It gives you a slightly irritated look. And so
you could be mad at me all you like, but I was hired to rescue the owl man of Coral.
Chirp! It seems to be gesturing at your legs with its front paws. And like a bent across its waist.
You need pants? you still have my duffel, right?
Yeah.
Toss me the pants from it.
Okay.
At least the boxers.
He does use some boxer shorts. There's some boxer shorts.
I hold them out to the otter.
Sure! Sort of shrugs and takes them and skitters off around a corner.
You can also hand me the pants.
Okay, he hands you the pants as well. Sure!
In the direction of the chirping our otter, okay. I threw in the pants.
Thank you, I am not fucking walking right around London with boxer shorts. It's bad enough I'm going to be walking around with no shirt on. Fucking hell.
You want a shirt?
Do you have a shirt?
Tosses him a shirt.
Because you're not wearing anything right now.
tosses him a shirt. This is coming out of the devil bag. I'm recovering my clothing.
Okay, fine. Just, if we can have less general nudity. It's been way too much wang out tonight. Meanwhile, back on the boat. There's fire everywhere. There's a lot of really, really fucking weird creatures wandering around.
Get off the goddamn boat!
You
follow me!
You son of a bitch! Comes a Texan voice from up on the boat. And you find yourself staring at a man pointing a shotgun at you. You fucking asshole! I don't know who the fuck you are, but you fucking ruined everything! Fuck! How the fuck am I supposed to make any money now? You burned the fucking ship and you stole the fucking stock?
I don't know, maybe you can pay your sister and let her fuck you.
Shut the fuck
fucking
up!
Fucking Texas hick!
Oh, fuck you, you fucking Carolina son of a bitch!
Let me kill you, let me go, I'm gonna beat the shit out of this man.
Shut the fuck up, both of you!
Points his MP5 at him. I'll shut up when, how shut up when he does!
You fucking son of a bitch! These people are gonna pay millions to hunt these fucking things!
Great! Now they're not!
Fucking commie! Fucking ruining American businesses!
Hey, I ain't a fucking commie.
You fucking ruining capitalism! Ruining a man's business!
Hilariously, capitalism was the entire thing that helped them do this mess.
That would be the point Chess would make. He's not here.
Oh no, I'm all for capitalism. I'm getting paid for this.
The market is correcting itself. You mother... Fucker! At which is the point at which a flaming chupacabra leaps out from the side and bowls him the fuck over.
What?
Full auto to the face.
Gun roll, please.
Fuck you, chupa thingy. Okay, even on this, two on the gun.
Okay.
So two on the roll.
Over. Two.
Fuck you. I love how your roll is like 2, 2, 6, 6, so it's simultaneously wonderful and horrible.
It's a neutral roll.
It's a neutral roll.
It's statistically average.
Yeah, it seems to connect. You don't seem to have gone through any of the plates this time, but it is sort of knocked back in the recoil. Also, it's on fucking fire.
Burn, you son of a bitch!
The ship is suddenly rocked by an explosion.
Fuck! Hello! Everyone go! Goddamn!
Everyone starts running down the gangplank. Chess, there's a whole stream of very, very weird-looking creatures running down the gangplank towards you.
I am going to do the weirdest thing ever. I am getting dressed. Not because of modesty, but because, for some reason, my penis is bothering Ollie a lot.
But possibly because he's heterosexual.
True.
Oh, Ollie.
Well, this has certainly been an evening, says the Owlman.
has been, as a guy is shooting a chupacabra on the deck of the ship.
I kind of look at the Owlman and go, this is Tuesday.
No, it's not, it's Thursday.
No, what I mean is this.
Oh, right, yeah, got ya. Ha, yeah.
Is that really any better?
Thanks, by the way.
You're not gonna... I don't know whether you or Buka is gonna pay me, but you're not gonna thank me after getting
that bill. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to star another movie, aren't I? God damn it.
I gave you my average rate?
Maybe your average rate is overpriced. Oh well, doesn't matter.
I've been told I'm underpriced, actually.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Randy, you are now on solid concrete, surrounded by a lot of really fucking weird-looking people.
Go! Exfiltrate! Leave! Skedaddle!
I need
a decamp.
I'm gonna need a phone.
Before it decides it.
But she's gonna kill
before
me.
It decides it wants to eat all of you.
I'm gonna need a phone.
Go find one somewhere else. You're in the most modern city in the fucking world.
No. We need to find a phone now.
There's a chupa thingy.
That's why we need to find a phone. We also have...
Oh my fuck.
We also have Harry and the Hendersons over there.
For the love of fucking God, stop making Bigfoot references!
And I think was that the one...
Skookum cast
I think that one's Bigfoot. Probably pretty close to a mermaid.
No.
Okay, says
the mermaid thing.
You, me, and the otter are the most normal things here.
Wow. It really is a fucking Tuesday. At which point, the chupacabra lands on the dock. It's on fire.
Oh,
it looks angry.
Puka
screams.
I look at this and go, oh, come on!
While they've been there arguing, Randy's been shedding clothes, by the way. He is standing there naked with a machine gun. It's like, well, too late. Shifts to dog and snarls at it.
Hey, chupa thingy. No.
You growl blocked me, bro.
Hey, chupa thingy. Wanna dance?
Randy charges it while it's posing.
Okay, make me a
fist roll. He's going to try to shoulder check it into the water.
Make me a fist roll.
Alright, fists is 5. Neutral on the dice, so plus 5. Let's see, what else do I have that can help with this? Really nothing.
Meanwhile, I'm going to try to keep its attention by just generally being an ass.
Okay, so you're just gonna say 5. Yeah.
Straight 5.
Yeah, it fucked its roll.
Oh god.
You slam into it. You manage to catch it in just the right angle to sort of lift it up, and it goes the air, slams into the side of the boat, and plunges down into the water. You immediately have to stop and roll around on the ground because you almost catch fire.
Sorry? Dog boy? It's well meant. He's not being, like, an ass. He's just like, sorry, dog?
Admittedly, in human toughness, this is literally Randy showing off and pretending for sympathy's sake.
At which point the boat explodes.
Okay, he probably can't tank that. Does it explode upward, outward?
Mostly upward, okay. And starts sinking in to the dock.
I immediately find a phone.
Okay, you...
There's somebody in particular I'm calling.
Okay.
Normally it'd be Emily Keene, but she probably doesn't want to talk to me after the last time.
Well, yeah.
So I call... Oh, yes, because, you know, sending a red court vampire after your organization. That gets fixed after a couple of years. You get a heart reset. No. He's gonna call Cal's old partner.
So you're calling the head of special investigations?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
He's calling Anthea's boss. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that?
Yes. Special investigations. This had better be fucking good at this time of night.
Oh, it is. First of all, hi, I'm Chess, and I'm Callum's husband.
Oh! Right. Hi.
You need to get over to...
Woo!
I look around to see, like, what the name of the dock is. Give it to him.
The Punch, bizarrely.
The Punch.
Well, the dock.
Yes.
What happened?
So I got hired to rescue the Owl Man of Cornwall.
Wait, that's a real thing? Fuck, what am I saying? Of course it's a real thing.
And apparently the person... Apparently... Were-otter that my husband met...
Right, and were-otters, okay.
And a South Carolina were-dog were also there to help rescue these... Looks like a huge number of the London's who's who of supernatural folk. And the boat just exploded.
Right, so a boat just blew up in the London. Shit.
And there might be a cheaper cod bread in the drink somewhere.
Well, the Mexican thing that sucks off goats.
Yeah, except it wants to kill my, my nanny slash hookah motorcycle.
Okay, you know what, most of this isn't making fucking sense, but let's just say
there's down here for containment.
So basically there's been a fucking explosion.
Get chalice if you have to.
Right, okay, fuck. Yeah, like I'm getting on the bed this time of the night. Okay, right, thank you for letting me know. I'll have to fucking talk to anti-terrorism because he'll probably have to come up with a bullshit cover story.
ISIS always works.
Yeah, but fuck, after a while it starts getting really bad with fucking alt-right start wanking off. Fuck, I left Farage here doing fucking press conferences in 5 minutes. Christ.
Okay. I could kidnap Farage.
Don't inflict that on yourself.
I love how Jeff just generally offers like...
Okay. Fuck me, it's going to be one of those nights. So yeah, you're also sort of standing there on the dock watching a boat merrily burn.
You know, this was not how I pictured tonight going down.
Oof. Yeah, this was not quite what I intended either, says Ollie. No offense, Randy, but I think maybe in future we might get with someone a little more subtle.
Randy shifts back. Would anyone more subtle have killed the Chupa thingy? Grinning.
Crunch. Crunch.
Well,
crunch.
Popping horse shit.
Crunch. Yeah, the Chupacabra just climbed up the side of the dock. It's no longer on fire, because it's been in the Thames. It's covered in algae, and...
Randy is flipping it off. You shit, you
sack of shit. South of the border, son of a bitch.
It's got large shards of shrapnel sticking out of it now.
Hey, guys. How long is it till dawn?
Two.
It's coming up at about 2 o'clock.
Well, no, too long.
you're terrible. For you listeners at home, he really does do puns like this all the time.
So,
know my pain.
So does anybody have a more raucous lying around? That's the last time that's what I used the last time I killed something.
You son of a bitch! I'm tired of living in fear! Buka charges through the crowd and a flying kick at the thing's fucking face.
Blink.
He bounces off ineffectually.
Well done, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, whatever, lassie.
Randy's getting up and like, oh, I can't find my bag anywhere. And the gun's out of ammo again.
And then he just sort of slumps forward.
Oh. Cool.
Everyone just sort of stands around in silence.
Can y'all fucking leave? I'll take care of it.
The Mothman just sort of, I think of that, and then sort of extrapolates its wings in the air and just sort of fills your mind with the sensation of asking, where the fuck am I supposed to go? You kidnapped me from fucking Connecticut.
Well, call me crazy.
You can probably contrive one with me.
You can go to Connecticut.
Wings flap, mind fills with, I'm in fucking London, you dolt. Am I supposed to catch fucking Concorde?
You got wings. Do I look like I give a shit how you get home when I just helped save your ass from a boat and had the courtesy to let you off before I blew it up?
I turn to the Mothman and go, it's fine. I'm not going to promise you I'm going to get you to Connecticut. Exactly, but I can get you back to the continent of the United States.
Flap of wings. Ah, fuck it, it'll do.
Ungrateful shitheads. Seriously.
The Mothman flips you off.
Starts looking for his bag, like, where did I put it? I need my skinning knife.
Are you your skinning knife? You're not literally.
Points at the Chupacabra. I mean, seriously.
You fucking are.
Well, what?
And somehow this is the moment that
oh breaks. God, my bag was on the boat.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh well, wait. Oh well. Win some, you lose some.
Can someone just get him some fucking pants, please?
Oh.
I look at Alain going, you're wearing my spare pair.
Where are my pants? I just took them off a second ago. I know I had them on when I left. But,
yeah? Yes.
Finds them, starts getting dressed. Now to start wiping down this gun. Fingerprints on a gun in London. Terrible idea.
And so...
Special investigations should be showing up soon, hopefully.
Indeed, they do. Looking at the state of this place and sighing, knowing that they've got a long day of paperwork ahead of them. And there we leave things in London once again. The day saved in collateral damage fashion by our heroes. We hope you've enjoyed this very chaotic escapade. I hope the players enjoyed this very chaotic escapade, which
starts with all of Chess's, I somehow most of Chess's adventures all start with Gaga. Seemed like a good idea
at the time. So yes, that was what I can now reveal since he was entitled Kill the Chupacabra Tonight. I have been bloodied. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave us an iTunes review. We fucking love iTunes reviews because it means more people can see us. Please do feel free to send us emails at cultofteaanddice@gmail.com. Please follow us on Twitter at cultteaanddice. You can follow me on Twitter at bloodiedfox. You can follow him on Twitter at cornergoblin. You can follow him on Twitter at weredogallegory.
First can being ghost on the second.
Well, I think they can figure that bit out. They're smart cookies, our listeners. You're lovely. We love you. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Bye.